G'day everyone and welcome to the show, and today's guest is Ray Kostolanich. Have I pronounced your last name any good?
Kostolanich, it's good. You did okay, that's all right.
Did all right for first go. Dermot Kelly, we had on the show, spoke about you. You've been on Alfred Webber's show. Now, you're an experiencer like myself, and you've been in contact with, is it around 32 different types of races of extraterrestrials and interdimensional beings, but you're about to meet your 33rd, is that correct?
Yeah, 33rd, which will be sometime next month. They've been working with my Fab Four. Everybody calls them my Fabulous Four. They are fabulous, but just the giant bird people they've been working with. These guys are 9 to 12 feet tall. I won't know any more until I meet with my guys next month. They're a main player in this now. And then I just had my meeting last night, which was awesome, with my special guest, my good friend Richard Lenny from the UK. And I also see Jeannie Blankenship. She's the one who gets credit for the drawing of all 32 and also number 33 coming up. She drew these beings down to the T. This has been my life for over 50 years. Now, my Fab Four have been with me for over 50 years. That's the elephant people. I know it sounds crazy. From the 13th and 14th dimension, these guys are about a million years in technology. They speak our language and also talk telepathically. Then there's the Nardiques. They're from another dimension. They look exactly like us. Their women actually fly the crafts, the four crafts they're in. And then I got the Serpo Greys from the planet Serpo. And my very first encounter in 1959, age 12, my little three-inch humanoid guys from the fifth and seventh dimension. That's my Fab Four.
So these are the main crew you work with in connecting and getting information and learning about yourself and them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they give me the vital information. I get it out, whether it's good or bad. And 2015 is going to be an amazing year. I talk with Tolik. He's a good friend of mine. He has the Andromeda Council, and you got the Silver Allegiant with Tana. And there's 300 other worlds in our galaxy that's in this Galactic Federation Union-like that are really working as we go through this. From a 3D carbon to a crystallized fourth dimensional being. And it's our time to evolve as humans. And Tolik's Andromeda Council will be main players. My guys are a higher dimension. There's no cut down to Tolik's people. And they will probably be the first ones that actually have visitation contact down here. When that happens, as we go into the major year 2017, I'm not here to be a predictor, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what I get from my people. Totally goes back to his people. Says everything I'm saying to you, they're right, I'm right on the money, my guys with his guys. Personally, the 50 years that I've been in this, I think that is the major year for contact. But what your people have to understand, us humans are adjusted to a date and a time. Mm-hmm. They're adjusted to an event. Now, there's supposed to be a giant asteroid that will be coming past Mars and our planet. It won't hit it. If this really happens, this will cause magnetic earthquakes, which will cause an event for visitation contact. This comet Ison, stop me if I'm talking too much.
No, this is what it's about, getting the information out. And don't... look, it's up for the viewers and listeners to make of it what you say and I say on their own backs, but just like yourself, I know that some of the stuff I say is out there too, so it's not so out there to myself what you're saying. Being an experiencer myself and having similar stuff going on, I fully understand as much as I can from my perspective what you're saying, and nothing to me is nuts. Nothing. And if it's something that I haven't experienced, I just put it in the grey basket. I never discount anything, because when you do that, usually later it comes to bite you in the butt. So,
You're just important as me, Tolik. Alfred Webber, I seen the interview he did with you. It was excellent. He's a great friend of mine. Alfred's smart. We call him the wizard. Yeah, he's also a doctor. But the interview he did me, I mean, he was mind blowing because he understood it. And you know, this has been my life. I'm doing this for two late people: my late grandfather who started all this, my late father, and the people on this planet. This is what I do this for. You know, even you guys that, and my good friend that maybe someday she'll interview me, Lisa M. Harrison in Sydney, who's a good friend of mine, because she kind of opened the doors for Tolik and Alfred for me. And she's had some things in her early life. Matter of fact, that room that I go into on the spacecraft, she had a dreamscape, and all of them, my Fab Four and everything, looked very familiar to her. So I'm sure something's happened to her. And, you know, when I get this information, it's just like I had my meeting place last night. I let people know what's coming up. And 2015 is a setting year. There's going to be a lot of great changes, a lot of neat things happening. What I'm really waiting for is unbelievable changes. When we get to that point, then we're going to get real close to contact. It can really happen even before 2017 or even after.
Well, that's what resonates with what you're saying to myself, is that I don't get given dates and the prediction type thing. What does happen, but, is there is information on probabilities of what's going to happen and sort of time areas, because we, like you said, we as human beings, we're linear and we need a time. We need something to grasp on. Where right. Upstairs and how our fellow beings from other planes work is things happen when they happen because everything it starts to align. So this is where what you're saying about 2015 up to 17, it totally resonates with myself, and how you're presenting it to me resonates.
Okay, there's a lot of people. I mean, even Alfred Tolik, Laura Eisenhower, the list goes on. All these people were talking about the major year 2017. You know, we've had so many people, and I'm not here to cut them down. It's the information that they supposedly get as predicting 2011, 12, you know, everything's taped on my meetings and I go back to all of them, but things that were said to me, them are following years as we get into this, because we're going to progress. Where our frequency is kind of going high now. There's only 250 reptilians left in this planet. They're third dimensional. As we start getting higher, they're going to disappear or go back to the hydro-draco planets. They cannot compete with us no more. This is our time to evolve, Peter. It was supposed to happen 368 years ago. You're probably talking the 1600s. Whatever the bad entity at that time was down here. And to make your audience understand this more, the bad come down here to control and eliminate humanity. The good ones come down here. The good ones are watchers and protectors of this planet. They've been protecting this planet for billions of years. And are going to make sure that this planet is taken care of and the people in it. This is going to be the most beautiful planet ever. We're going to go into the fourth dimension. We're going to be taller. We're going to be healthier. I got Agent Orange, prostate cancer, borderline diabetic. Compliments the United States Army. I'm not the only one. I lost a lot of friends. When we get into this fourth dimension, there will be no disease. The star people, everybody calls them aliens, ETs. You know, they know about the two big things down here, greed and disease. When the reptilians came down here, you know who's been controlling this planet for a long time. The frequency was so low from Mars, Moon, and planet Earth, we couldn't elevate. We couldn't do nothing. A lot of things were taken away from us. When these people come down here, you're going to know who your relations are. Everybody's got relations. You see all the different races down here on this planet. We all came from somewhere. Everybody's going to know the who, what, why, and where, and when. Everything that was taken away from us. We're going to be working side by side with these people with new technologies, a lot of solar. There's going to be dome homes down here. There's going to be a lot of better changes like never before. You know, these people have never lied to me and my late father. They never took us away. They never killed us. You know, I met some hideous people and some hideous insects. But, you know, I was scared.
Just having a bit of freezing going on.
We got to take your time.
There we go. I've got you back again. It's just started to block up and freeze a little bit.
You get to hear everything I said?
Yeah, no, it was cutting in and out, but I was getting the gist of it. It was just blocking up. But if you want to repeat the last minute or so, if that's okay.
But it's just everything's going to change for the better down here like never before. These people are going to make sure we go through this smooth. They're watchers and protectors of this planet. You know, this was supposed to happen 368 years ago. You know, I wasn't there in the 1600s. Those mean things more about us. We're a unique being. There's 12 planets out there now that actually use our DNA. Now, a lot of these smart beings with the great technology that they have,
it's just freezing up really bad.
Did something wrong with your DNA, your children. We'll do the best we can, and we'll just keep going. So.
Yep, no, it's all right. It's so the viewers and listeners know this is what happens with Scott. We can't help it too much. You're going on about, was it 12 strands of DNA or 12 places? What did you say? I couldn't hear that properly about the DNA.
There's 12 planets out there that actually use our DNA.
All right, 12.
We're multi-beings. That's how important we are. We're unique. A lot of us, and even contactees, have come from other planets. We're here to do our job. We're messengers. That's what we do. Here's the whole thing with a contactee, and I don't put out the abductees because they've had a lot of missing time. I've never had any missing time. I always knew what was said. We're the setup people for ET as we go through this. And once the awakening and the consciousnesses of all the people on this planet, and a lot of them are waking up now, a lot of them are starting to listen to the true people like you, me, the list goes on. They're starting to awaken. They're understanding what's happening here. The Andromeda Council, thank God for Tolik's people, are putting this planet through slow motion. So that nobody gets killed or hurt because of the transactions in place as we go through the periods of fourth and fifth dimension. And, you know, we're going to be healthy, soft, 30, 35 years old. The women would be around 7 feet tall. They're going to appear to look 20, 25. And as we go through this, the knowledge we're going to get, when we get into the sixth dimension, which is so far away, we're a complete different creature. There is no bad. Everything is good. This is the teaching I got from my Fab Four and these people that all participated, even the four bad. This was set up by my late grandfather, the 12-inch dwarf he met. There's the main room for information. This was all planned out and set up for us. You know, we've had the greatest education. We were chosen people. We didn't ask for this. You're talking three generations here, and now it's all me to carry the torch.
So there was just a little bit of cutting in and out there in the last couple of minutes. But what I'm getting is you've been having contact for over 50 years, and not only have you had contact, your father and your grandfather have also been having experiences with the same beings. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So when I was younger, I used to remember my grandfather talking about the little people, not just the 12-inch dwarf. And as I got a little bit older, because me and my late grandfather would talk, and my dad knew what he was talking about. My dad was implanted at 5 years old. My dad had some missing time. If I had any missing time from the time I was born to 11 years old, so be it. But from 12 years old, 1959, with my late father, all the way up until now, I'm 67 years old. I've never had any missing time. And so your audience understand, I've told this story many times. When we went on our first venture to meet the star people, my dad thought more of his wife. He went grocery shopping. He bought all the groceries and the two loaves of bread. To make a long story short, it was a peace offering because they took the bread. Everything else was there in the car, but the bread they took. And when I was this little 12-year-old kid, me and my dad would meet in the backyard, just kind of lit up about the bread. And I told my dad, I said, Daddy, every time we meet the star people, we bring bread. Well, my dad laughed. The second time we went to meet him, he took 5 loaves. The third time we met him, he took 7. My dad didn't laugh no more. He knew. It was a peace offering for us to come back. To this day, I have no idea how many loaves of bread we've fed these guys. The only one that ever changed the menu on me was the Northeast because they love our donuts. And so that's really the story behind the bread. It was an accident, but I give my dad all the credit for it. Because if that didn't happen, I don't know what would have happened through these meetings.
So is this how the meeting started? Was it around the age, like as you said, your dad had the experiences going on, but for you, when did it start? How early did it start for you? Did it start around 12 and your dad introduced them to you, or did it start earlier?
It started at 12 years old. Here's what happened. My dad had a 4-family flat. I grew up in a town called Dogtown. And across the street, well, back in our time, everything was built good. We had these enormous streetlights. And I would take these little pebbles and these two boulders. I had the two boulders to break the light. But I used to love to hear the ping off the lights. This is a Saturday morning. But as I'm throwing these pebbles at the light, out of the corner of my eye, I see this metallic ball, a little bit bigger than a basketball, floating, no sound, towards me, come over my head about 30 feet. But as a little kid, 12 years old, I picked up one of the boulders. I went to step back to throw at this object. It would fall and break in half. This was a little 12-year-old kid talking. When I went to step back to throw, I saw these little windows with these little tiny figures. And these happen to be my buddies now. They're part of my Fab Four, the little 3-inch humanoids from the 5th and 7th dimension. Well, I was out there for about 45 minutes. They shot a beam of light on me. And then the light went off, and it went over this first house, went down, shot straight up, and disappeared. So I went running in the house. My mom's cooking breakfast. My dad's sitting at the table. He always had this pad he would write on. So I started drawing what I'm seeing. And my dad jumps up. He goes, "Where did you see this?" And I said, "Out in the front." Before I could say any more, he went flying out the front door. My mom went flying out after him. This was the only time my mom was ever into this UFO thing. So I got him back in the house. My mom went back to cooking breakfast. My dad's sitting there saying, "I want you to tell me everything." And I said, "Well, if I tell you everything, you're not going to kick my ass," because I was trying to break the light out there. He kind of laughed at that. But see, my dad's old country ways were Yugoslavian, and his 8th grade education. He knew right then and there he wasn't alone no more. He had somebody to console with and take to these meetings. And my dad met half of the star people. Before my father died, I made a quest for my late father that I would find out the truth, who, what, where, why. what's going on, where we came from. And that's kind of where I'm at. But it wasn't in order. The first ones we met were the Fab Four. And we got a little from each one. These Circle Grays are vegetarians. They're from the planet Circle. I've been to the planet Circle three times, once with my late father, twice by myself. Coming into planet Earth, it's the most beautiful planet out there. And I can understand why the good and bad or anybody comes to this planet. But these Circle Grays, we were in this room that I have the meetings with, they have these handprints. They're really different, like seven of them. They have something to do with flying the flying saucer or whatever. But there was this one Circle Gray. The leader was talking to me and my late father. They talked telepathically. We're sitting in these colored chairs, and I seen this one Circle Gray, but all around the craft is these like fiber optic wire of some kind with these real vines underneath all the way around. And this vine was real close to this Circle Gray sitting down. And he stuck that vine in the side of his hand. And I nudged my dad and I said, "Dad, he's feeding himself." And my dad saw that. It was little things we would pick up from each one. And it was amazing. Now we're coming out, this is 1959, I'm 12 years old. We're coming out of the craft, so your audience kind of understand this. These people are going through dimension and galaxies to get here in a quick time of how they can get here. They got radiation, magnetic field, germs, all kinds of things they're carrying with them. Now I want the people to understand, we're not in spacesuits, we're in t-shirts and jeans. So we're subject to everything. But what was amazing is we're coming out of the plant, the flying saucer with the Circle Grays, we immediately bent over. Blood's coming out of this nostril like a chain necklace. It's not even hitting the ground. It's going back into this nostril. And I'm looking over my dad. We're hitting ourselves in the chest because I thought we were going to die right there. And then all of a sudden it stopped. That's when we walk back to the car, and then we're watching them take off. That's when I turned around to the back seat and saw all the groceries were there except for the bread. And that's when I grabbed my dad by the arm. And then my dad saw that, and then the car started, and we would go back to the yard. That's when we would always communicate. We never knew, because this was planned out, what the craft was going to look like or who we were going to meet. You want to see some of these pictures?
Yeah. Anything you could show for reference. And if we could go through the races you've interacted with as well as some of the information going into 2015-17 and whatever you'd like to tell us, we'll do so.
Okay. Now, these guys are not – this is not random, so I'm going to start off with the one-eyed Cyclops people. The leader was his name was Zuda. They're from the fourth dimension. These guys are 8 to 10 feet tall. This is the craft. Can you see that?
Yeah. Yep.
It's egg shaped. These are in the wee hours in the morning, so your people understand. This is an enormous, beautiful egg shaped, beautiful orange color lit up craft like never before. Now these people. I was 12 years old. We're on this craft, and we're circled by six of these giant, hairy-looking, one-eyed Cyclops. That's what they are. That's what they're called. Now, I'm crying and screaming, and Zuda picks me up with one hand and brings me close to that huge black eye, and I felt the warmth and the love that fast. I quit crying. He put me down. I walked over to my dad. Now, we thought these guys were going to tear the hell out of us and kill us right there. These people talk telepathically. When we heard him saying, "We are your friends. We're not here to harm you. We're here for information." Because like I say, through all this, most of them had the same information other than the four bad ones. And they were talking about, we need to turn everything around. We need to quit spraying. Back in my day, 50s and 60s, we didn't spray them gardens or organic food. Today, we're spraying everything, and a long run of 20 years, we're killing ourselves and our kids for the future. They want us to stop the nuclear power plants, anything nuclear, stop the wars. We're destroying this planet. These people, as I show you every one of these have bases underneath this planet right now. All right? They're planned and ready to do what they're supposed to do when the time comes. But all these people, other than the four bad ones, are watchers and protectors of this planet. The next ones we met, well, my dad didn't meet these. These are the star women. They're 7 feet tall. They're always in a blue jumpsuit with ray guns. They got a weird craft. They got pale skin. They got long blonde hair or dark hair. All women are on this planet. These are the star women.
Yep. Just pull it back a little tiny bit. There we go. There we go. So people have got an idea.
That's the craft they fly in.
Have they given you information whereabouts they're from or what density dimension they're from?
Yes, they either tell us the dimension or the galaxy, or they'll give us the dimension. Like the one-eyed Cyclops came from the fourth. They came from another galaxy to get here.
All right.
These people have been watching us for years. All these people, as we get up to the four bad ones, I'll let everybody know, 28 good, they're not just my friends, they're everybody's friends. Mm-hmm. Some of the people are actually seeing the one-eyed Cyclops people, the orange people, the Hmong people, the giant ant people. As I go through this, you know, that's what I want to get at. Everything that's tiny down here, there are giants out there.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense.
And that's a very important point. And something I just want to say is that there's a lot of people that will come across or have experiences with beings that, you know, you could say like the one-eyed Cyclops that some would say is absolutely terrifying or freaky. But what they've got to understand is that I've had experiences just like yourself where they might look totally freaking, but the energy and love emanating from them just totally bliss you out. And it's just our preconceived notion of just because they're not what we look like that they're scary just because of the way they look. And it's not the way it is. There's some beings out there that to the human mind look so terrifying, but they are very ancient, they're very wise and very knowledgeable and loving at the same time. So just like I say to a lot of people, don't judge a book by its cover.
I agree with what you're saying. And the other thing is, a lot of people would love to have to meet a star person, have a great interview and come back. It just doesn't work that way. We were very lucky. These are hideous looking people, some of these people. But these people are our friends. These people talk telepathically, okay? And the ones that can talk our language, the elephant people and Nardis, even my little guys. If you blew up a helium balloon, these guys always have you in stitches. I've had these guys on my shoulder, my hat, always laughing. They have the power to make some of the crop circles. They can make them in 7 or 10 seconds. They also have the power to shrink you to their size. As bad as I want to go to their planet, I got a cat named Jerry Lee in my apartment. If I came back 3 inches tall, he'd be chasing me around my apartment trying to eat me or kill me. That was the only thing that ever, you know, made me go away from that. Now, the Nardiques that look exactly like us, if that comes about that they would actually ask me to go to their planet for the education, I would do that. Because I know these people would take me back. And remember, these people are anywhere from 50,000 to a million years technology. This is mind-blowing how amazing these people are and what they come down into our level of they're supposed to in this life of what happened to me and my late father to communicate, because this was all planned out to meet many, to let everybody know we really ain't alone. There's more than one out there. I don't know how many's out there, you know, as far as the other 300 worlds, the Silver Legion, Tolik's Adronimo Council, my Fab Four, my other 24 good ones. There's got to be millions. I have no idea. These next guys are called the Hmong people. They fly in a birthday It looks like a birthday size flying saucer. They're from the 15th dimension. They're 6 to 7 feet tall, and they're probably a million years in technology. That's these guys.
Yeah, just back a little tiny bit. There we go. There we go. Fascinating. So are their eyes completely black, are they?
Yeah. Yep. They're round, and they have these monk robes with these biblical thongs. They got 7 fingers, 7 toes. They got suction cups on their fingers because they can climb. They have a star belt-like. They talk telepathic, real friendly. And just about every one of these good ones were saying mostly the same thing. We are your friends. We're not here to harm you. And talking about, you know, turning everything around. I met these guys twice when I got older, late 1969, 72, 73, with a little different information here and there, but all pertaining to what we need to do. The thing of it is, Peter, they know we're working on this. We got a lot of good people down here that are going to step everything up. The people that have been running the show down here, the game is over, and they know it. And we're going to go through this smooth, and the star people are going to make sure we go through this. And as we go forward, the changes down here that everybody's going to see. You know, the people that, you got to remember, you got people that love us and hate us. You got people that just say whatever they want to say. You got a lot of people down here that don't know what the hell is going on. These are the ones that are going to be shocked. The people that have a lot of consciousness, love, and awareness are the people that are going to be ready to go into the fourth dimension. The ones that want to stay three-dimensional down on this planet Earth will be gone to another planet like Earth. There will be no third dimensional. I didn't know if you knew that. I'm just getting the information out if they want me to get out.
If I can
hear that?
If I can, I'll just get you to repeat that last thing about going to another Earth or whatever you said, because just probably for the last 30 seconds it started cutting in and out.
Okay. For the people that want to stay third dimensional on this planet, it won't happen. There's going to be an Earth-like planet that they'll be able to go to, that they can live the rest of their life out as third dimensional. Or when they think they're ready, and they'll know it, they'll eventually be fourth dimensional. But on planet Earth, will be fourth and fifth dimension. The Ramana Council deal with third, fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension only. You know, this our time as humans to evolve. And this is going to happen. And everything's going to be better. Everything's going to be like it should have been a long time ago. There was a lot of things and a lot of inventions held back in the 20s. All this stuff's going to change. You know, the game's over for the reptilians. There's only 250. Back in January, I said this in 2011 in my meetings. You can thank God for Tolik's Procyon people from the four planets. One of them, I think, is Keeler or Kayla they came from. And I never met these good vegetarian reptilians that knew the weakness of the Hydro and Draco reptilians, and the Orion Greys are always with them. They shot a sonic blast that blew up all the reptilian bases and Orion Grey bases. And it also caused a 5-point earthquake humans. Now there's only 250 reptilians left on this planet.
I just lost you quickly at the Orion Greys part when you first mentioned the reptilians in the Orion Greys. Can you go back to there? Because it just started to cut in and out again.
Okay, the Orion Greys and reptilians, the Orion Greys are always with the reptilians. And they blew up them Orion Greys and reptilian bases, all of them. And it caused a 5.0 earthquake. But they were worried about some of our humans might have got killed. But that I don't know for sure. But anyway, there's only 250 reptilians left here. They're going to try and do everything they can. It ain't going to happen. These proceons from the Andromeda Council, four planets, will be accommodating this comet Ison. There are going to be two giant flying saucers the size of cities that will protect in this craft that has 5,000 crew aboard, 30 different races. Because I asked my guys, is our cousins on this craft? They said, yeah, our cousins are chunky. They actually came from Mars way back when. What it is, there's an orb light in this craft. This craft is a visitation contact craft for all the worlds. When they actually come in Earth's atmosphere, when the time comes, it will cause an event. They want everybody to see this craft and these two giant flying saucers. Because when these people come down, this is going to be all programmed and groomed for what's going to take place when it does happen. These people will speak Chinese, Japanese, all the languages, so everybody understands who their relationships are, where we came from, and what's going on when this all happens. This is the information Tolik's been given, I've been given from my higher dimensional people. All I'm doing is being a messenger and getting the word out. We're doing our job. And as we go, types of blue people. These people are actually, a lot of these people are underground with bases now. These are the blue warriors. These guys are 7, 8 feet tall. They're from the eighth dimension. This is what they look like. You see that?
Yep.
Yep.
That's the kind of craft they fly in. These people are programmed and ready to do what they're supposed to do when the time comes. All these people have their assignments, if you may, of what to do to protect us. These people are here to protect us. They're watchers and protectors of the planet, too. The next ones are these spiritual women. They're 7 and 9 feet tall. They're from another dimension. They actually float off the ground. This is the other blue people. They're real spiritual and loving. They have bases underneath the ground. That's the craft they fly in. All these crafts are enormous. They're beautiful lit up at night. These are all the people that me and my late father, he met half of them, but these are the people we were meeting. We didn't know who we were going to meet. The next one, this is what they're called. This is the orange people from a galaxy far away. They love our bread. They're in a, looks like a donut-sized craft. You can see right through it. They're 4 to 10 feet tall. They look like they have a squirrel face in their face a little bit. They talk telepathically.
So these are the dudes that like the bread.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they actually come. They talk telepathically, and they love our bread. Yeah.
Fascinating.
When I go to meet them, I'll put the bread, the 7 loaves, on the front of the car, whoever it is I'm meeting to come and get me. And by the time we're walking up, maybe a minute or two, I'll turn around. The bread's already gone. They already got it on their craft. That's how amazing this works. Now, this is what I was trying to tell your people, that remember, we have tiny ones down here. There's giant ones out there. These are the worm people. From the 12th dimension, 6 feet tall, they're hideous looking. These are the crafts that they fly in, and they talk as if. These are the worm people.
Do they have legs at all, or they?
Yeah, they got a tail. Yeah, you can see it now. Tolik, out of all my 32, this is the ones that Tolik met. He met about 10 where he was at up there. The Andromeda Council. He got real scared. He went out of there. These people are scary looking anyway, but just letting all your people know the different ones that are out there and the insects and worms and ants that we have. K cat people. I got a cat that are enormous. So there's something to the tiny ones. Me and my late father came up with, again, we're not scientists, the 1800s in Colorado. The giants went, came down here, told the tiny ones their purpose of what their purpose is for being here. And that's kind of what we, as we went through this with them, the education we would get from these creatures and human-like star people. It's been an amazing education. And don't get me wrong, we were scared out of our wits because we thought these people were going to eat us, you know?
Well, it breaks the code on interacting with some of these beings. I just want to say, too, my main connection is to a lot of the Orion beings, and what's interesting is what you said about the Orion Greys and the Reptilians, because I've had information where one certain race of Orion Greys, which are actually brown, but they do look like Greys, worked in cahoots at one time with the Reptilians, and this is where we have different timelines, and we are in a linear fashion of thinking where up there and in the other realms, they operate on a different level. So this is where sort of what you're saying is corroborating some of what I know.
Right.
Although there's like the other Orions that I interact with, whether it's the rainbow beings or the Elohim or the, even the taller greys there, which now the small greys apparently work with, is very similar information on the end of where they worked, the smaller brown greys worked with the reptilians. And I do remember the reptilian war, the Orion wars up there, which... if we don't think linear, it's happening at the same time. And I've had similar information about the reptilians coming into Earth last year and that there was a war going on where we kicked a lot of their asses and got a lot of them out. So what you're saying is very similar to myself, and we have never spoken or come across each other's information until now. So this is where people can see that we don't know each other, we've just met, and we've got very similar information. Just had a bit of a pause there, actually.
We a minute ago, we never met. You're getting confirmation of what I'm saying. You know, it's, you know, you're a contactee. You've met some of these people. You're an important player just like me, and we get the information out. You're doing it in Australia. Okay, I think there's another one in Australia, Adley, I think, that's doing it too. Not Dharmit. And then there's Lisa Harris, and she's done some. But we're getting the information. Information out to the people. People that want the fame and fortune. I got people in my meeting room with great speakers. I told them there's documentaries and book deals on you. If you want that, I'll get you there. This has been the greatest education of my life to come in at 12 years old. I got educated real quick at 12 years old. Don't get me wrong, I've had my kid in human life, but I got this amazing life over here. And I know we're in. You know, this we were chosen, and I know where I'm supposed to go now, and I know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what's going to happen to me or where this is going to go beyond 33. Will it be 34 and go on? I don't know. But whatever they have for me while I'm here on this planet to do what I'm supposed to do, I'll do it. And
you just got
to
go with the flow, don't you?
What?
You just got to go with the flow with this type of thing. You can't do much about it. You just go by the strap of your boots.
That's it. They're not going to let you go anyway. These next guys, not Casper the Ghost, they're green glowing people. They float off the ground. They got these hideous looking orange eyes. They're from another dimension. This is a craft that they fly in. They actually talk telepathic.
Just back a little tiny bit. There we go. All right.
They got a green glow around them. They talk telepathic. And like I said, a majority of them are giving the same information. These next guys are 6 feet tall. They got three fingers. They got a snake emblem on their outfit. They're called the Snake People. They talk telepathically. And this is what they look like. They got huge purple eyes. That's the craft they fly in.
Did they tell you what the snake emblem represented?
No, it's like the Star Women. They had a star, and I guess it has something to do with their planet, just like these Snake People guys. And they're from another dimension. They got like a little goatee in this antenna that's built into that snake wrap. That's actually built into their head.
And what's the purpose of that antenna? What's that for?
That little ball like flickers when they're talking telepathic to you.
Oh.
They're speaking our language. Now there's got to be an east and a west. The only reason I say that because my good friend Margie Kay, who's the assistant director of MUFON in Kansas City, the Praying Mantis people, she calls her Manny that she's been communicating with. There's got to be an east and a west because the ones we met, this is one of the bad ones, treated my dad real bad. They pushed him down. I was 12 years old. I kicked one in the shin and ran behind my dad. I was trying to protect my dad. But this is the praying mantis. Now remember, we got tiny green ones down here that fly. And these are the giant ones. You look at them huge, black, ugly eyes. You see how ugly they are.
The drawing on the left almost reminds me of Kermit the Frog.
Don't it? But they're with the reptilians, which is coming up right now. These guys, I really don't have to tell you that much from the planet Draco. This is what they look like. They got the hideous red eyes. They can walk right through you. They actually stuck their hand all the way through my dad. That didn't hurt him. And even the praying mantis and the reptilians were not there for good information. We thought these guys were going to eat us. And they said we can walk through walls. Here's the whole thing to make your audience understand about the reptilians. Their whole agenda was this. The entire, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but I'm just giving you from what my guys were saying. The entire Milky Way, there's 20 other humanoid planets like us, only different color hair, eyes, skin, and planet Earth. We would have all been reptilians. But you can thank God for Tolik's Andromeda Council, Procyon people, and the good vegetarian reptilians to do what they did back in 2011, because they had a galactic war out there, because some of our good people lost their ships too, but they killed up and blew up a lot of crafts out there in outer space. It was a galactic war out there, much less what happened on this, blowing up the bases. And that's why there's only 250 left on this planet. They're in a third dimensional world. That's why they had the frequency so low down here on planet Earth, from Mars, Moon, and planet Earth. We couldn't do nothing. They want us to be them. They poison our water. They poison our food. That's why you're going to learn about the two main things that the good star people know about here: greed and disease. There's 7 billion people on this planet. Our you-know-who wants to control 500 million planet-wise. We're not even in the picture. These people are going to make sure we're in the picture, because they're going to start intervening on everything. They won't intervene on human life, but threats that they see coming, objects that are coming to hit this planet, they're going to divert. You know, people have been talking about this planet X. I talked 2011, 2012 in my meeting room. If this planet is real, it would be three times bigger than planet Earth. What this planet was supposed to do was come between the sun and planet Earth. We would have got the tail end. I'm not here to scare your audience. If this would have happened, like you put the foot on the brake of your car, the Antarctic and Greenland's up here, it would go down to the bottom. All that water would have to go somewhere. Probably two-thirds of the people on this planet would die. There would be two giant safe havens on the left and the right from the good people for us to go into, and the rest of the good star people would come down here and take us off this planet if this was going to happen, which I know it's not. The other reason why is because our people, with the technology they have, which they do have, alien technology, would not be able to do what the star people would be able to do to divert this planet, watching objects that are going to come close to hitting planet Earth that they will intervene and divert. When I go on the craft with my Fab Four, there's dials on this beautiful maroon-red table, and he's got a crystal vase, and this crystal he'll put into this crystal vase, and behind the wall, it will open up like a drive-in theater, and he'll show me past, present, future videos. Well, he was showing me future videos of St. Louis downtown, Gateway Arch, broad daylight, the Gateway Arch falling, the Mississippi River rising. I saw an ambulance, a fire truck, the buildings, the tall buildings were falling. People were jumping out of the buildings. People were dying. The streets were sinking. When this video was over with, the Nardique looked at me, because my name's Ray Raymond. They call me Raymond. And he said, Raymond, this will happen, but we will intervene. Now, Margie Kay is a good friend of mine. She actually was the first one to interview me, of all places, for my racetrack. She was going across the bridge having the exact premonition that I just told you that I got in a future video from my Nordic friends. Kind of blew my mind. And we're friends.
Confirmation on something.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, she's going to speak at Debbie's. I have my meetings the first Monday of the month. I just had mine last night. And then Debbie Zingemeyer, she's the board of directors, the Missouri director of MUFON. She has hers third Wednesday of the month. But they're MUFON people, but they're into this too. It's just that I don't have anything to do with MUFON. But I've always wanted my meeting place for people to have a safe haven to come to. Because I got women, I got people in there that went through things like me and you went through. I got people that are abductees, that are missing time. I got some contactees. This is probably the 18th radio show I've done, so I don't know how many more I'll do. I don't care. You know, here now, and what they're saying to me every 2 months, and what they'll say to me next month, that I know is going to be some great news as we go through the major year 2017. Questions yourself so far?
I just skipped that last little bit. There's been a bit of cutting in and out. Could you just repeat this last bit you said?
There's just going to be some team. People have to understand that everything doesn't stay the same for a reason, for a good reason. Especially now with us, it's our time to evolve like we're supposed to. And there's nothing going to stop this. These people have a lot of power. The main thing I want to say, when I first got into this, they talk about God, the number one creator. Even the bad ones talk about him. And the good ones said he is number one with other creators and all his star people. You know, we are all one. We are all him. You are me, I am you. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to learn this. And if they haven't learned it, you know, they're beside ourselves, eventually they will. Now, we're not perfect. It's not a perfect world. You got good and bad down here. You got good and bad out there. But the good outweigh the bad. That's what I want to stress. They even tell me that. There's more good out there than there is bad. And through the years, the writings on the mountains and tunnels of all the different star people that have been here, that have given alien technology beyond the world that have been here. You know, we would laugh at some of their technology, but back in their day, some of their technology is a lot better than ours. These people were smart how they built things. You know, they call us the painters. Now, I try to find out what they meant by that. But they say that us humans are the painters. It was pretty neat to hear that. So that was a compliment from my Fab Four. Actually, Peter, wherever I'm on a radio show or my meeting room, my Fab Four, you can't see them, but they are listening to this because they know I'm getting the information out. You may hear some heavy breathing, and if you do, that would be the elephant people. They have a small trunk. You'll see what they look like in a minute. I'm going to go through the rest of these star people kind of quick so you can get them all. I got a cat. These are the cat people. They're from the ninth dimension. They're 9 to 12 feet tall. They're in blue and brown color. This is what they look like. That's the craft they fly in.
Where's the craft on there? Is it down the bottom, is it? Oh, yep. Just lift it up a little. Oh, yep. There we go. There we go, yeah. Cool.
I mean, these are amazing looking people. Now, people that wouldn't tell us who they are, these guys look like they came out of prison. So, these are monster looking people. That's all I could come up with. They're from the 10th dimension. They love our bread. They're 6 feet tall. These guys got a hideous looking face. Look at these guys. This is the craft they fly in. All them colors are beautiful colors at night. Real gorgeous, gigantic crab.
Cool.
But I want it's going to give your people, especially in Australia, what some of these people look like, that some of these people in Australia might be seeing. The next ones are the frog people. They're 4 feet tall. They don't look like frogs. They're from the 11th dimension. They love our bread. This is what they look like. They're actually underneath our mountains. And that's the craft they fly in, doing something with the soil to help us.
Cool. Just hold it back just a little tiny bit. There we go. You can see the craft now. Cool. So the frog people.
The frog people. Another one that wouldn't give us our name. These are the hairy people. They're 8 feet tall. They got six fingers. They're real ugly. Huge glowing slender red eyes. And this craft, they're from another dimension. I want to give you an audience what these people look like in the craft they're in. You see all that?
Yep. Just to back a little tiny bit so we can get the full picture on the full body part. Oh, down a little tiny bit. There we go. That's perfect. Great. They can see that.
This is a hybrid, half human, half alien. Most of them are female. They're 4 to 6 feet tall. And they have blonde hair, dark hair, big black eyes. This is what the hybrids look like in their craft. You see all that?
Yeah, yep.
Now, these are the biblical people back in over 2,000 years, Christ times. It's a husband and wife. They love our bread. They have long noses, colored clothes, and they're from another galaxy far away. That's the craft they fly in. That's what they look like.
Just back a little tiny bit. There we go. All right, and up a little bit just so we can see the craft if possible. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Now, these are the busted beak people. These guys are real friendly. Highly intelligent. They got four beaks The one in front's busted. That's why they're, that's what they are. They're busted meat people. We ask them what they're 8 to 10 feet tall from the eighth dimension. This is what they look like.
So that's their beak on the front, is it?
Yeah, that's their beak. They got a beak on the left and the right and in the back, too.
Jeez, they got a few beaks. Did they eat with all of them?
Huh?
Did they eat with all of them? Like, they're all beaks, are they?
Yeah, but no, they got a mouth where they eat with their... Yeah. That's just their beaks. They're called the busted beak people. These are one of the bad ones. These are the guys in silver suits. They have two antennas. When they talk telepathically, they have a light for a face that blinks. 6 to 9 feet tall. You got two crafts. One's they're from another dimension. And they didn't have our best interest. They didn't care if we made it. This is some bad looking dudes.
Right, if you could just move that one just back a little tiny bit more. There we go. So we can see their craft, their head. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Thank you.
If you ever any of these that I'm showing, Peter, that you think you've seen, just let me know. Now, I never met the 12-inch dwarf that my late grandfather met, but this is what they look like. They're 12 inches. They get as high as 3 feet tall. They fly in an egg-shaped craft. They have bases here. They live in the trees. They live underground in the trees, okay? They're from the 7th and 8th dimension. That's kind of what this little dwarf looked like that my late grandfather met. This kid looking dwarf is 1200 years old.
And do they have egg shaped crafts? Is it?
Yeah. Yep. They fly an egg shaped craft.
Just with the last one, with the negative ones you were saying, what I got from that was something to do with the moon.
Okay. The silver suit guy?
Yeah. It's like, it's not. Like, as if they're working in cahoots there, because there's almost like an energy-type grid here that we could say the negative forces are using, and I get something from that with them.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
These guys have got a weird-looking pyramid face. They're silver metallic people from another galaxy. They're 5 to 6 feet tall. They got wings, and they fly. This giant baseball with this red light in the middle.
And just back a little bit again, if that's okay. There we go. We can see the craft, yep.
And the wings and their face. They talk telepathic. They're weird-looking little guys. These are our friends. These are friendly guys.
Amazing.
To meet them in person is really amazing. These guys are really unusual. You're going to see it. These star people with the black pants, ex-vests, they're called the Warriors. And these guys have unusual looks, weapons. They got a ray gun. They got a laser rifle. They're protectors of the universe and planet Earth.
All right. So they've sort of got like a flying saucer as well, is it?
Yeah. Yep. And they're Mohawk with a long nose. These are some bad dudes. But when I say that, they're our friends. These ain't nobody to work mess with. These guys are on our side. They talk telepathic.
Jeez.
It's just to let people know how many different ones are out there compared to how many really are out there. These little white pale humanoids look like children. They're 4 feet tall. This beautiful diamond-shaped object that you're going to see, they're from another galaxy far away.
All right. And just back a little bit just so we can see the craft, if possible. Back a little tiny bit more. If we can go. Or just up a little bit just so we can see that craft. Oh, yep, yep, there we go, yep.
Cool.
Now, remember, we got tiny ones. We were surrounded by six giant ones. The leaders have wings. Now, these guys are 6 to 7 feet tall. This is a giant ant people. They actually have a craft that looks like an ant. And if you took a turtle and took the turtle out of the shell, you'll see the other craft. They're from another dimension. And here they are.
Ooh.
Just back a little time if that's okay. All right, yep. And just the, if you can show us the ships, the crafts, just a bit higher. There we go, all right. Yeah, that's something different, isn't it?
There was a pilot, I don't know what year, and he was calling down to control. And they said, what are you looking at? And he said, a giant ant, because that's what the craft looks like. Now, this is a real angel. Seriously. Her name's Catherine. She's got wings. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. 6 to 7 feet tall. They're always around sunlight and water. They're very intelligent, and they have bases down here. They're going to be helping us. They're watchers and protectors. That's the craft that they fly in. She flies in.
Can you lift that up just a little bit so we can see the craft? All right, yep. Cool.
And this is my little 3-inch guys, but they're a lot smaller than this drawing. They're from the 5th and 7th dimension. The first object's the basketball object. They got an acorn and a football size craft. They fly in 3 different crafts. They're in a brown suit with a bubble helmet. And like I said, if you blew up a helium balloon, you would always be laughing with these guys. They float. They get all over you. They're really – it's like being in a cartoon. I was waiting for Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs to come along when I met these guys. This is part of my Fab Four.
Fascinating stuff.
This is the Serpo Grays, another part of my Fab Four, from the planet Serpo. They're 3 to 7 feet tall. These guys talk telepathically.
And what type of suits do they wear? Are they gray sort of suits they wear, or what type of suits do they wear?
Silver.
Silver, yeah.
Silver suits.
Yep. Cool.
They're vegetarians. This is my elephant people. They have an elephant face, but a human body. They're 10 feet tall. These guys are many years in technology. From a 13th and 14th dimension.
And if you can just pull it back just a little bit, just so we can see the craft. Just back a little tiny bit more. Oh, there we go. Yep. Yep.
This is part of my Fab Four. These guys could talk our language, other languages, and telepathically. Here's the other part of my Fab Four. This is the Nardiques that look exactly like us. They're actually walking amongst us down here. You could put a t-shirt and jeans on them, you wouldn't even know it. The only way that you're going to tell a Nardique is their eyes don't blink. They're 5 to 7 feet tall. These people are built real good. They're from another dimension. And you're going to see that now.
Yeah, just back a little bit more. Just back a bit more. There's the crafts. And if you can just pull it down a little bit just so we can see the faces again. There we go. Yep. Cool.
This is the Orion Grays that you were talking about.
Yep, very similar to some of the... Yeah, because there's lots going on there, but that's very similar to one of the groups I've seen. Yeah.
Yep. Can you see anything else on it?
Oh, wait, can you show us the crafts, if you can lift that up? Just up a little bit more. Up so we can see the craft. There we go. Oh, yep, so it's sort of like a bell-type craft.
Yeah.
Yep.
This guy is us from the year 2035. His name is Neil. And somehow, I only met this guy once. Then I got one more. This is number 32.
Just back a little bit more. All right. So this guy is us in the future.
Yes.
Yeah, we come across that a fair bit.
They messed up, the way I got it from him, they messed up on their DNA, and they were coming back for body parts. I only seen this guy once, so I didn't really ask him too much about that. Now, remember, this is the last one. There's a movie called Cowboys and Aliens. What blew my mind, because they fly in a dragonfly craft, and we do have tiny dragonflies down here. This is the seahorse people. We got tiny ones in the ocean. These guys are 2 to 10 feet tall. They're the only one that gave us their planet. They're from the 23rd planet. Their planet was dying. They talk telepathically. They have legs, and they can float. But they were supposed to get back to me. They never did, and I don't know if they made it or not. This is the Seahorse people.
And just back a little bit if you can. And what's their craft? Is it like a dumbbell type thing? Is it up just a little bit if that's possible? There we go. Oh, yep. Yep.
And when I seen that movie, Cowboys and Aliens, they had a dragonfly craft in there. That's what blew my mind. Where did they get that idea? You know?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Me and my dad used to laugh because we always, you know, grew up with Star Trek. And we always said we were going to them. For me and my late father, they were coming to us.
So now you've got your next meeting with the new race is the bird people. I guess you won't know much about them until you interact with them. Right. Where from here in terms of information, before we go, because we'll wrap it up in a minute, is them what would you like to cover before we do wrap up the show? What would you like to let the people know from the beings you're interacting with and from yourself?
Number one, that we're not alone for sure. We got a lot of good out there that are out there for us. They're all watchers and protectors of this planet. And they're going to make sure that we go through this change very smooth. Everybody will be aware and awakened when the time does come. And for the ones that aren't, you know, they will not be on this planet. They will be in a planet like Earth to live out their time. You know, it's not a perfect world. You know, I'm not here to plan anything with nobody. I'm just here to get information out as a messenger. That's what I do. And they're going to make sure it's our time as humans to evolve. They're going to intervene in everything. They're watching the Mars planet with the underground bases of, you know, who's up there, our military, the other five different star people. These people are around our planet, clothes that nobody can see. They're taking out all the bad ones coming in. And everybody down here, all the pictures I just showed you, these people have underground bases. They're here to protect us. And it's all planned out for them to do what their purpose is in case anything happens. So as I go forward, and if you ever want me to come back on, Peter, I would. I also want to have you come on my meeting room. I will get with you on that later because you have a lot to say. You're a main player in this. And I really, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. And I just hope, you know, I did you some justice here. And you're a great host. And, you know, I really like you. You stand out like you're supposed to.
Well, thanks, Ray. And I would love to get you back on. I do want to keep in contact and just we'll give each other updates with what's going on. And whenever you feel like you want to get something out there, let us know and we'll sort something out to get you on and get the information out. So, look, I've been taught a lot, and I hope the viewers, you know, do with this what they may, and they've seen this as something informing for them. And, again, it's up to them what they do with the information. Again, thank you for taking the time to come on the show, and we'll wrap it up there. By the way, is there any websites or any way people can get in contact with you, or is there anything else out there you'd like to get out?
They can. I got itsdms.com, ufohub.net, and my email is kossebaby, kosseebaby47@gmail.com. Anybody wants to get a hold of me, I'm here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll wrap it up there. And again, thank you for being on the show, and we'll talk soon, mate.
Okay, buddy. Nice meeting you. Take care.
Bye-bye.